This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
One, two, three, four by Feist on BFM 89.9. Caroline and Uma with you. This is the evening edition. It is 6:38 p.m. and our next story of the day is a big one. It was the biggest announcement of yesterday, I think, Caroline. Raja Bomo has announced that he is getting in the game in GE14.
Yeah, he did. Ibrahim Matzin, I guess also known as Raja Bomo. We only know him as
we don't know his real name. Yes.
Yeah. So he'll be facing of Datuk Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi in Bagan Datuk for GE14. And of course, when it comes to Raja Bomo, we remember him from MH370's disappearance. I think that's when he shot to global fame, actually.
Yes, global fame. It was a very embarrassing moment. He was in KLIA with coconuts, predicting that he can find the misplaced aeroplane.
You know, that story went everywhere.
I
had a friend in Ecuador who saw that.
Wow.
And got in touch.
You have a friend in Ecuador? Sorry, I was more surprised than that. So here's the thing, right? I mean, so he is the self-proclaimed Raja Bomo. This was the title he gave himself, right? And he had a press conference, and, you know, he raised some very interesting points. I mean, he said he's got a whole bunch of supporters in Bagan Datuk. He is a Bagan Datuk native. He believes in looking out for the people. Apparently, people for many years have asked him to run for a position in that constituency.
Yeah, he said he has around 25,000 supporters, actually big numbers. So that's what he's, I guess, he predicated his validity as a candidate on. His strategy is interesting. He said he will not be conducting any rituals during his campaign period. But he did, so I guess less shaman related. but he did say that he's going to focus on the youth, single mothers and the disabled community, same demographics as many other candidates. So he pledged to build more Tafis schools and silat centres to attract the youth so that, you know, they stay away from negative activities. He has claimed that he would give his monthly salary as an MP to people of Bagan Datuk, including monthly stipends of 800 ringgit to single mothers and 1,500 ringgit to the disabled. He says that he doesn't need the money. He only wants to serve the people, and he's unfazed with the uphill task of possibly facing giants in the election.
Yes, you know, most likely our caretaker Deputy Prime Minister, Dr. Zahid Hamidi himself, right? Now, we laugh at the prospect of Raja Bomo running for a seat. But he has made some very serious points at his press conference. I mean, there are very valid issues about giving money to helping single mothers and trying to uplift the youth. I may not agree that silat centres are the best way to uplift the youth and bring them to the table, but, you know, he seems to have put some serious thought behind it.
Yes, there is that.
Because every other time we've seen him on YouTube, it has been some really ridiculous, silly video, right? And he kind of dispensed with all of that silliness.
Dispensed, yes. Whether he dispels the perceptions around it, I'm not too sure. But, I mean, this certainly, I think, makes us look at the quality of candidates
that we have.
Because, you know, when the Shaman King is running, you kind of have to question that. But I feel that we're seeing a lot of diversity in these elections. We've got actors, journalists, former prime ministers.
Beauty queens.
Some more divergence from the garden variety types that we're used to. I guess, you know, the banking, the government sectors types. Range of ages as well. Very young, very, very, very old. So in that sense, we have a very accessible political scene. I don't know whether or not when I saw this piece of news, I was feeling maybe a little bit too accessible.
This particular piece of news.
Yes. I mean, I guess it's better than the alternative, right? A restrictive scene. But I do think it's important to say that I feel that the pool could be a little bit more substantial. I mean, we've often talked about the hijinks that go on in Parliament and the things that our MPs say. Right? We've got sexist statements, a lot of victim blaming, all sorts of shenanigans. So with something like this, are we moving away from that, or does this specific candidacy tell us that we really want the circus?
Oh, we love the circus. I mean, okay, so for those of you who are unaware, if you come nomination day, you have to go and, of course, register to be a candidate, and you have to pay a deposit. And if you don't get a certain percentage of votes, you actually lose your deposit. Now, a lot of independents who usually run, sadly, end up losing their deposit because they're usually up against the giants, right, mm-hmm. which are backed by the monstrous parties, in this case Barisan Nasional mm-hmm. and Pakatan Harapan and PAS. Now, Raja Bomo is going to run as an independent, and I guess the bet's out mm. on whether or not he's going to lose his deposit. Mm. Will he get enough votes to make that dent?
Yeah, so there is that. But, you know, I would keep an eye on this simply because, you know, I think America has really shown the world that you can't rubbish political candidates that even, you know, those who by most standards are ridiculous.
Anybody can be president.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you that.
That's right.
But, you know, this is a serious topic that warrants serious, serious analysis, which is why after this we're going to turn to Ben Sofian from the Merdeka Center to find out his thoughts on this new candidacy. In the meantime, though, here's Elton John with Goodbye, A Yellow Brick Road on BFM 89.9.
Bigotry-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you on the evening edition, 6:48 p.m. And we're talking about the biggest piece of election news to come out so far. Raja Bomo is going to be standing for elections in Bagan Datoh. It's, you know, it may be incredulous to some, but the man does have his supporters.
Yeah, he certainly does. So joining us on the line to chat about this incredible phenomenon is Ben Sofian from Independent Pollster Merdeka Center. Hey, Ben. Thanks so much for speaking to us again this evening. So let's go straight to it. Raja Bomo seems to have set quite a high target for himself, although to be fair, that has never stopped him before. Right? So he's going after the big gun himself, Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, who will probably be running in the same constituency. What would you say his chances are?
I mean, I can be academic and say that, you know, in our political history, particularly in West Malaysia, independent candidates that are very local in nature and, you know, not very well known, typically do not perform very well in elections. But they do serve us as a reminder of the fact that, you know, we do have a kind of democracy that continues to survive, that anyone who is willing to contest and willing to put up the cash as deposit can actually participate in the election as candidates. But I think in terms of actual performance, independents typically do not fare very well. In fact, in many cases, only the top two parties tend to do quite well. Third parties tend to do less well in elections, depending on the nature or the composition of the constituency that is being contested for. Hmm.
Okay, so he said that he'll be focusing on the youth, single mothers, the disabled community. He wants to build tougher schools and silat centres. Would that resonate with the people of Bagan Datoh? What do you think they want in a candidate?
Well, I mean, Raja Bomo's candidacy is certainly, you know, something that's very interesting and colourful. Adds to the colour of this election, particularly in the local setting of Bagan Datoh. You know, Bagan Datoh voters, you know, will definitely want to see further development, you know, in their constituency. It is a semi-rural constituency in the southern part of Perak. There have been big plans, you know, talked about Bagan Datoh, you know, establishing a port, a tunnel to Sumatra, you know, an electric car factory, you know, all of those have been bandied about. Whether or not that transpires remains to be seen. But I think, you know, they do have spiritual needs to be satisfied, and, you know, candidate like Raja Bomo can maybe satisfy some of those and provide, you know, more than just material solutions to their worldly problems.
Yep, fair enough. So I guess the last time Raja Bomo made headlines was when he conducted that ritual to save Malaysia from, you remember, the North Korean missile attack.
That's right.
And hey, you know what? It seems to have worked. Right, Malaysia's still here.
Correct.
No missile. And while he has said that he would not be banking on his shame and abilities, I guess if he does employ such rituals during his campaign, does it in any way violate the Election Fences Act?
I don't know. I don't think the Election Act says anything about spiritual activities and working with the paranormal as something that violates the law. So I'm not very sure. Maybe the laws are silent on that. So, you know, the fact that he has provided an effective missile defense net certainly adds to the credibility of this candidate, you know, more so since he is also contesting against the internal security of the home minister. So that gives him a feather in his hat.
So we've seen all sorts of props and things during campaign periods, cars carrying advertising, rice bags with pictures on them. Rajabomo has a tendency to use unusual tools like bamboo telescopes, magic carpets and coconuts. Do you think this will help or hinder?
I think those are very unique, you know, campaign props. We know that various candidates deploy props to expand on their personality, their personal image or their personal brand. Some candidates carry fans, you know, some candidates are known for wearing certain items of clothing wear like a bow tie or giant songko and things like that. But I think Rajabomo and his bamboo telescopes and coconut certainly adds to a greater, you know, personal brand image. I mean, he's known not just within Malaysia, but in the whole wake of the North Korean saga and earlier incidents. He's known not just in Malaysia, but also abroad. So he has brought some fame to Malaysia in his own way. And perhaps he hopes that all of that will help him with the voters.
Thank you very much, Ben. That was Ben Sofian from independent pollster Merdeka Center with his thoughts on Rajabomo's chances now that he's running for the Bagan Datuk parliamentary seat. We've got some music coming your way now. Leon Bridges, Smooth Sailing on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.